Ah, gee whiz, gee whiz. New South Wales are awesome. You know, Nathan Cleary, his kicking game, Addo Carr's speed, mate. Well, all we can say is one all, bring on.
Yep.
Suncorp.
Well, I tell you what, game two, 34-10 was the final score if you missed it. But Chaco, the New South Welshman, they hit Queensland with a good old Peebo.
Yeah,
can I just say, I went to bed at halftime. I was that tired, but and I knew that we weren't going to claw ourselves back from that last night. But was it just me, or is that try by Coates the best try of the game?
First try of the game.
The best try.
He was upside down. Oh, look, those wingers, they're acrobats. Honestly. They score from anywhere. They know exactly where that try line is.
Yeah.
So we needed a few more of those,
mate. I don't know, mate.
You sound a little bit down, Jacko. I wonder why that is.
No, he's not. You know, this is what they do.
And what?
We've already had calls this morning, Jacko, from people saying, oh, New South Wales have won the series already. I'm like, what are you talking about, honestly?
Oh, well, at least they didn't do it before the fact. Usually through the game, I'm getting texts from all these New South Wales saying, oh, you're gone. They all waited till the end of the game.
Yeah.
Or halfway. Sorry. It was about halfway through the second half, by the way. They knew they had it.
Yeah.
And then I got all these texts. So, good on you. That's one all. Let's bring on the next game. And that's the beautiful thing about football. There's always next time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Next Wednesday night, game three, the decider, all the action here on Triple M, Jacko.
And I will be heading down to the next week's game, boys.
Oh, set good.
I bet you all the flights have gone up.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. They're not silly. They're making the money now. Mate, we'll catch up with you again next Wednesday morning on State of Origin Day, the decider. Thanks for your time this morning.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
All right, there you go.
See you, mate.
Who does our 40 tips of the year and staunch Queensland supporter.
Well, he played for them.
Yeah.
For the Maroons. So.
He's got a little bit of experience. So.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he wants to lace up the boots and get out there again.
I'm going to speak on behalf of him and say that's not going to happen.
That never leaves you as a footy player.
Now, Dave's talking as if he's had some sort of professional run on the field.
Oh, it might have been D grade, but you still want to get out there.
D grade, yeah. Orange boy.
Yeah.
Today's top 29 degrees. J&A for breakfast.